Hello.
Yes, hi. Good morning. This is Jasmine returning your missed call for home care services, ma'am. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was calling to get care for a person that needs care really quick.
Okay. And does the patient have services right now?
No, she doesn't have services. What happened was that her son, he knows I've been a caregiver for 20 years. I have my son owns a shop and he works there, and he decided to say, hey, listen, my mom needs care because she's blind. So I went to her house and I on my day off, and I went to her to do the assessment. And I went to check out, you know, if it's true or whatever. And it is true. She's blind. She needs help. She needs care. And and it's dangerous. So when I went over there, she was trying to look for me. She was so anxious to get the care that she wanted to meet me and stuff like that. And when I almost crashed my car because she was going to the street.
And oh, my God.
So I'm like, oh, my God, you really do need care. So I'm like, okay, I took her to motor vehicles to get her ID for free because I do private care. And I told her I'm going to do it for free and I want to, you know, help you out. So she was like, okay. So I took her over there. She can't even sign.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm so scared. Like, she needs the care, like, really quick.
All right. What county does she reside in?
She resides in Allentown and Lehigh.
And what kind of health insurance does she have?
I don't even know what kind of health insurance. I know she got Medicare.
We're going to have to figure all this out if we're going to have, if we're going to pay you to take care of her. Like, I need information. So do you have her son's, you know, information so I can call him, or do you want to do a three-way?
No, the son doesn't have her information. The problem is that what happened was that I guess that the kids that she had in the house, which is the grandkids and the kids, I think they were stealing from him. So now she's like so picky with her, all her information. But I know I got to get to her house by 10 o'clock. I'm going to go to her house to help her out today at 10 o'clock. So I'm going to do the process of helping her with her housing because I think she's missing some paperwork for housing. I don't know what. And they're trying to, housing needs to, you know, get things back in place. So I'm going to do it right now. And I'm going to try to get all that in place.
Okay, give me 1 second. Yep, give me 1 second. Let me give you my direct number. You're going to call me as soon as you're with her so that we can get the ball rolling on her behalf, okay?
Okay, let me just, and this is what?
This is Family First Care. We're number one in the state. It's a home care agency, a licensed home care agency.
Okay, Family, what is it, Family Care?
Family First Care.
First Care. Okay. That's
my number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7410.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Jasmine. What's your name?
My name is Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, what's the patient's name?
Her name is Maribel, and her last name is P-A-G-A-N.
P-A-G-A-N, Pagan?
Pagan, yeah. That's her last name. Her first name is Maribel.
I got it. You're going to call me as soon as you get to her, you know, or, you know, like, see, we could put in the request and we could get the state to go and, you know, do the visit and get her onto services.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, call me.
Okay, I get to her house, I'm going to call you.
All right, bye. Okay.